Asia.
Corporate dynasties. Too big to go to jail? The billionaire founder of South Korea's super app faces his first trial.
Kim Bum-soo sat expressionless as he faced the prosecutors in court. The 58-year-old founder and chairman of Kakao, a tech company, once reigned as the richest man in South Korea. His downfall began last year with a spat with HYBE, an entertainment giant which manages the boy band BTS, over a potential acquisition of SM Entertainment, another K-pop firm. In July, prosecutors accused Mr. Kim and his executives of stock manipulation, claiming they had inflated SM Entertainment's stock price by purchasing 250 billion won, that's $180 million at the time, in shares over 553 transactions to block HYBE's takeover. On the first day of his trial on September 11th, Mr. Kim's lawyer reiterated that the purchases were legitimate. Kakao has said Mr. Kim did not order or tolerate any illegal activity. Kakao is one of the most recognizable names in Asia's fourth largest economy. Since its founding in 2010, it has evolved into a conglomerate with over 120 affiliates. Kakao Talk, its messaging app, is used by the majority of South Koreans. As a super app, its services range from music streaming to online banking and taxi hailing. Yet in recent years, the company has come under fire. The arrest of its founder shows how Korea's tech titans are becoming indistinguishable from the chaebol or family-owned conglomerates. Mr. Kim, also known as Brian, was born into poverty. His family of eight slept in one bedroom. His rags-to-riches story stood out in a country dominated by chaebol heirs. As the leader of Kakao, Mr. Kim pledged to donate half his wealth, estimated at $9 billion in 2021, to charitable causes. To promote horizontal work culture, he asked all employees to use English nicknames. He also embraced remote working. Even so, local media shared anecdotes from Kakao employees, revealing the company's surprisingly top-down culture. At Kakao's de facto holding company, Mr. Kim at one point hired his wife, brother and two children as executives and employees. Critics accused him of appointing those close to him as CEOs, thereby strengthening control over his sprawling web of affiliates, a governance structure in which many find parallels with the chaebol way of ruling. It's like a feudal system, says Kim Yong-jin of Sogang University in Seoul. This is not the first scandal for Kakao. In 2021, executives of Kakao Pay, an affiliate, engaged in mass selling of company stock just after it was listed, potentially amplifying losses for minority shareholders. Mr. Kim was accused of failing to report properly on his shareholdings. Many now wonder, will Kakao be treated like the chaebol? In 2022, Lee Jae-yong of Samsung was acquitted after being charged with stock manipulation. He denied any wrongdoing. Presidential pardons of convicted chaebol leaders are common because of their contribution to the nation. Whether startups are treated similarly will become clear next month when Mr. Kim faces his next trial.